Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Evan, thanks for calling us up. We want to get to know through the roots from the beginning. So go ahead and tell us a little bit of the background on how you guys got started.
So basically, we're a San Diego-based band. It was a weird story. We kind of all met through friends of friends. We play reggae music as our foundation, but, you know, we're inspired by a lot of different genres. That's why our band name is Through the Roots. But we have some guys from Hawaii that actually bring kind of that island-inspired reggae sound to our music. And like I said, we met through friends of friends. We've been doing this for about 11 years now and traveling the world playing music. And we released our brand new album, Arrival, which we haven't released music since 2013. And so this is a big deal for us, just because we think that this album being called Arrival is kind of us finally finding our sound. I think that for listeners and new people that are listening to our music, it's a high energy blend of all sorts of different genres, you know, from R&B, reggae, hip hop, and electronic influences with reggae as the foundation.
You know, I saw you guys like really, really early on in like Northern California. Actually, I'm originally from Modesto. So I saw you guys play show there. Like, I don't know, it must have been like 2010 or 11 or something like that.
Yeah, probably with Iration or something, or the Expendables.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Fat Cat?
Yes, at the Fat Cat.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've always like followed you guys ever since. And I feel like I didn't even realize that it's been since 2013 that you guys haven't released music, because I feel like I see you guys everywhere and doing things. So what took so long? Why did you guys wait so long?
Well, you know, like there's a lot of growth that happens along the maturing of a band and, you know, really a band discovering what kind of music they want to make. I mean, we started in literally like my mom's living room, my garage, like playing music and, you know, moved from there to playing like college parties, and moved from there to playing, you know, the Fat Cat in Modesto.
and then
on from there, you know, we've been traveling around. But I think like going through those experiences and growing as a unit and as a band really has given us has really inspired us to just make something unique. And I think with a lot of music going around, there's a lot of music that sounds the same, you know? So It took us a while to figure out like where our lane was and what exactly we wanted to do to stand out, you know, kind of away from the other bands that are playing, you know, within our genre. And not that they're like they're bad or we don't want to be like them, but you know, it's nice to have something that you're unique with. So
yeah, the title of the album is Arrival. Now how did you guys come up with the title of that?
The title, so basically Brady's girlfriend is a graphic designer. Brady's our keyboard player, and his girlfriend kind of came up with the concept, but it has to do with like perspective. So like there's like the palm trees on the album cover are like upside down. And it's just kind of like, she was explaining that it means something, however you look at it, means something different, like in a different way that you look at it. It's kind of leaves it up to the viewer to kind of interpret what it means. So that's kind of what it is.
Do you have a favorite song off of this album? I mean, you haven't released music in so long, so I feel like there should be like at least a few favorites for you, right?
Yeah, for me, there's one that I definitely see like that the crowd is singing a lot. It's one of the ones that I like to play a lot as well, but it's called Come Home. And that song just kind of hits home with a lot of people, being that, you know, traveling around, and whether you're in the military or if you have, like, you know, a traveling job, or you're a musician or maybe an athlete or something, like, you're always away from your significant other. And that song is kind of something that can connect, you know, people to that feeling of being away and missing somebody. So that song is a good one, you know, one that hits home for me, and I like that song a lot. Another one is Such a Shame. That song's kind of like, just has to do with, like, our generation and kind of how I think we could, like, we as, like, you know, our young, the younger up and coming generation can do better, you know, in this world, and kind of inspiring people to do better and looking, you know, deeper rather than shallow. And that one hits home for me as well. Count On Me is another good one. It's just that one's kind of for our fans and letting them know that, like, you know, we're there for them. They're, you know, they're there for us. So
yeah. So you guys are on tour right now?
Yeah, we've been on tour since the 24th of May, and we are closing out our tour in San Diego this coming Saturday at the Observatory in North Park. So we've been on tour for a minute.
Yes, I'm excited for that show. So I guess we're going to see you this Saturday then, huh?
Yeah, we're super stoked. We're stoked that we could team up with you guys. And, I've heard from a lot of people that a lot of people are coming, and we're just super excited to be able to play our songs, you know, and bring them live to showcase our new album and give people some new stuff to listen to.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, Evan, and we'll all see you on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Alexia.